The National Park Service is finalizing its strategy for future land acquisitions in and around Lake Clark National Park. The park's first final land protection plan should be finished in July. KDLG's Ben Matheson has the details.
Like most land status maps in Alaska, national park maps are messy, showing the dozens of colors representing different owners. Lake Clark National Park is now in the process of organizing its land ownership data and laying out a plan for possible future acquisitions. John Quinley is a spokesperson for the National Park Service.
When these parks were established in 1980, they encompassed a fair amount of non-federal land. Some is owned by the state of Alaska. Other parcels are owned by Alaska Native corporations and village corporations. And then other typically smaller pieces are owned by individuals, either Native allotments, homesteads, or other forms of private property inside the park.
The top priority sites are dozens of small tracts clustered along the shore of Lake Clark. Most are quite small, under 100 acres, but collectively they cover a substantial portion of the shoreline. The park says this raises concerns about protection of park resources and public access to the lake. The 30-page plan catalogs hundreds of sites that could be acquired, but Quinley says right now there's no money set aside for buying land.
Frequently we have more inholders, private property owners offering lands for sale than we have funding for. And these plans help us decide which ones to negotiate with the owners on first.
Quinley says the Park Service tends to prioritize funding what are called hardship cases.
Frequently, these are native allotments, often small number of acres, and a family, this may be property that they acquired many years ago, perhaps no longer really make use of, and they are offering it for sale to the federal government. Frequently, they're a hardship case where the family needs to use the money for something else, and that typically moves towards the top of the line for us in terms of finding money nationally.
The plan is required to consider lands adjacent to the park. West and south of the park is the site of the proposed pebble mine. Future plans could involve the construction of a road connecting the site to Cook Inlet. The document does not take a position on the project, but it notes that the disruption of salmon streams and new infrastructure associated with mining could result in major impacts to park resources and values. Quinley says the plan addresses the prospect broadly, but it will not spell out the park's official policy.
I don't think we're going to take any kind of position on Pebble for some time until we see more specifically what those companies have in mind in terms of exact locations and the activities that they're looking at as they do their planning.
The Park Service is also making a land protection plan for Gates of the Arctic National Park. Public comments are accepted through July 10th at parkplanning.nps.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.